Builders appreciate my common sense approach. Between that and my communication skills, I've had quite a bit of success.
Hello, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
All right, Kevin, we're going to dive in and have a fireside chat with Peter Brown, the owner of Peter Brown Innovative Design, who, kudos to Lindsay Shack from Love Shack Architecture, been spreading the word about their killer show on The Art of Construction, and he wanted to come in and tell his story. So let's go up to Montana and have another chat with our friends up there, huh, Kevin?
Absolutely.
And I'm Devin Tilley. In my day job, I'm the president owner of Mountain View Window and Door, the sponsor of this show.
And I'm Kevin Keefe, a sales manager and chief relationship officer with Mountain View Window and Door.
All right, let's head up to Montana and have a chat with Peter. What's your favorite beverage?
Coffee. It's my creative elixir.
All day long, keep the coffee going, probably, right?
I hate to say it. That's true.
There's a lot of us that way, right? Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
It's been a couple months biking in Australia a couple of years ago.
Excellent. Give us one story from that.
I met so many great Australians that were quite excited. There aren't that many people that tour on bikes in Australia like they do here. And so when people did see me on the road, I was able to have a lot of great conversations. So the yank on the bike was an exciting thing for them.
Quite the novelty, huh?
And yeah. Maybe had a few beers. We just had a guest on the show from Australia that runs a podcast called The Sight Check, and it was so fun how we all speak the same language, but different words and different terms definitely come out that I just get such a kick out of.
I wish I'd taken notes, quite frankly, because you're right. It was really, really entertaining.
Yeah, you almost need a little cheat sheet to figure out what some of the slang means.
How you going? I love that one.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena?
You know, I'm a big aquatic sports guy, kind of an intermediate swimmer, but my thing is flatwater kayaking on surf skis.
I'm not familiar with that. Tell us about flatwater kayaking.
Well, I used to live in Monterey County in California, and so almost daily I paddled in the ocean as meditative therapy and a great workout and great way to be outdoors. But now I'm in Montana. I'm a little bit landlocked, so I have to kind of do my thing in our lakes and ponds with the ducks and the beavers as opposed to the whales. So
a little bit different.
A little different, but it's meditative. It's wonderful.
Great. So tell us where you exactly in Montana and your focus, and tell us about your company, Peter Brown Innovative Design.
I live in Southwest Montana in Bozeman. Bozeman is one of the fastest growing communities in Montana. And I was a contractor for 30 years, and about a year and a half ago, I decided that I wanted to stop trying to bend the universe to my will as a contractor and just do design, which is something I've always done. So design and drafting, getting permits, working my way through the system, the permitting system here in Bozeman. It's something I'm really good at. I'm thrilled to be doing it.
Excellent. So we talk a lot about the art of construction, about being really good at a few things and not all things to all people. But there's definitely all markets are local, as we're sitting in a major growing metro market here in Denver, Colorado. So in my day job, it's trying to make sure we're focusing on the right things. But in Bozeman, Montana, maybe a little bit more rural, your website shows kind of the whole gamut. Tell us about how you maybe videos or things alike to kind of separate yourself by doing design planning and doing small additions to full custom homes.
My strength is having 30 years as a builder. Started out 20 years in Carmel, California, pretty high-end market. So kind of cut my teeth on high-end stuff, and so I know what good is. Our construction culture here in Bozeman is, I'll just say, it's varied. But what I do bring to the table is the ability to put out a set of plans that are pretty builder-friendly. Builders appreciate my common sense approach. Between that and my communication skills, I've had quite a bit of success.
Great. When we began, you mentioned that you're doing some communication through video. So talk to us a little bit about how you communicate with your clients through video.
Well, years ago, I started out in video. I used to do horse training videos. And I realized as a contractor that I needed to share the message about just how hard it is that we work and the fact that we do put our heart and soul in these projects. And I found that even when I was a builder, 6 months after the job was done, we pretty much disappeared off the map. And I felt that video was a good way to tell the story of both myself, my subs, and my employees of the work we did, the quality of the work we did. And it kind of gave a project a longer shelf life, so to speak. So being able to put that on my website and have clients be able to come and take a look at what we're all about kind of from the back end has been really beneficial. It gives me a lot of credibility. And now that I've moved into design and away from building, it's been even more important for clients to be able to kind of see what my methods of operation are and how I put things together.
Is most of your customer base builders, or are they end users, or a combination? Or talk a little bit about how that works for you.
You know, it's a combination right now. I've got a number of builders that I work with, but I also get quite a bit of referral work from just homeowners and people that do come to my website. I think one of the things that the builders really appreciate is my MO is to go to them and say, okay, here's what we're trying to achieve. How would you like me to draw it? How do you want to build this? As opposed to make the assumption that I already know. Because I have experience, I know how things are put together, but there's lots of different ways to skin a cat, and I keep my ego out of it and kind of give them what they want, and they really appreciate that.
Yeah, I definitely like your common sense approach that you mentioned with your set of plans. We recently had Doug Pat, who's a great architect, on show 54, and he told a story about how when he was a young architect working at a big firm out of New York, challenge you to go back and listen to that, where he tells basically the builder giving him a common sense of approach to say, put yourself in my shoes. And the Art of Construction is specifically designed for contractors and architects to grow their business. And there's a common thread when we're talking with both builders and architects, or a lot of architects that say, I want to be a builder and an architect, because that communication gap as far as designing something on paper that can be built. And I loved your approach about saying, I've been in this industry, I've been a builder. Your pitch is that you can make a set of plans that can be built, whether you build them or someone else. Do you want to elaborate on that, on how you kind of take that common sense approach through your plans and your building and your design?
The software that I use is very, very strong three-dimensionally. And I do a lot of detailing. When I draw a set of plans, I build a three-dimensional model. And that way, when I take a section through something, it's true. I'm able to actually frame the model, manipulate the framing, and I can put the structural together. I know the engineers are appreciating the things I'm giving them, because I do have a fairly explicit visual presentation with my set of plans, and the building department appreciates that as well.
So let's talk about, on your web platform, you talk about your kind of methods of operation and kind of lay out the bullet points. That the first one is open and timely communication with clients, designers, and subcontractors. Can you peel back some layers about that?
In my building career, that was one of the biggest problems, was really getting everybody on the same page mentally, so that really people don't necessarily have the same visualization skills that I do, or maybe some of the guys in the field do. And so it really helps to be able to use the three-dimensional modeling to show clients their options, and to really to show a person a design or a number of designs, give them that three-dimensional perspective that otherwise they really wouldn't be able to pick up what the whole concept was. And it's been a very powerful tool. A lot of times I'll maybe be working on a couple of different versions of a particular aspect of a project, and then I'll sit down real quick and I'll throw together a little video in three dimension of what we're drawing, and I'll go ahead and package that up in an MP4, and I'll email that to a client, and they can look at it and they can comment on it. It builds trust. It gives me credibility, and it's real world. It's all very, you know, what I draw is able to be built. That's a huge advantage.
I would love to peel back some layers and you tell us how your process works on how you make these videos. What tools, you know, we're looking at your website, and I challenge people to go there, where you're really educating and showing the buildings come to life virtually. Tell us about how that process works where you make those videos.
Well, once a project's going, if I've got a contractor that is on board with it, typically they are, and what I'll do is I'll mic up a contractor at a certain, maybe at the beginning of the project, and I'll follow them around, and I'll ask them questions. I'll basically interview them on the job site, kind of ask leading questions about what we're doing and what we're trying to achieve, and kind of let them tell the story basically I'm making them the hero. Then I'll take that footage and I'll go ahead and I'll cut that. And I use some fairly high-end editing software. I'll cut that with some of my three-dimensional drawings and some of my two-dimensional drawings to really tell the story of exactly what it is we're trying to achieve and some of the problems that we run into, that, especially in a remodeling situation, that might not be apparent to the average person. And so really it tells the story kind of behind the scenes of what really goes on a construction project. People very much appreciate that.
Hello.
Hi, I've been listening to The Art of Construction, and I noticed you guys have no sponsors. Why is that?
Well, thanks for the call. We do actually have a sponsor. It's Mountain View Window and Doors, our sole sponsor to run this great podcast. But we're always looking for quality companies that might have an interest in our audience of great architects and contractors.
So how could I become a sponsor for you?
Well, that's simple. This is Devin Tilley here. And the background of this is we are very specific about creating this show that we don't want it to be a whole bunch of me, blah, 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 wah, 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 wah. This is all about you contractors and architects growing your business. And we're not going to fake it till we make it. This wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Mountain View Window and Door. The studio is in the best showroom in the nation, awarded by Anderson Windows and Doors, out of Denver, Colorado. But The Art of Construction is its own standalone platform that is now on its own website, www.theartofconstruction.net. And we are looking for the best advertiser, and we're not going to just settle for anybody. This is like Mountain View Window and Door, only the best that makes sense. And if you want to be part of that, reach out to us on theartofconstruction.net on the message board, and we'll run it through to the department and see if it's a good fit. So we look forward to talking to you, but we're going to guarantee you, contractors and architects, this is not an advertisement or a plug. This is all about you to grow your business.
You know, one of the common threads that comes up in a lot of the conversations we have with people on our podcast is the fact that there tends to be a pretty frequent lack of communication in the industry between all the parties, either because of preconceived ideas or maybe information isn't crystal clear. And then as you go down that chain of consultants that are involved in a project, it takes everybody extra time to figure out what's going on. So talk a little bit more. You've kind of described the fact that not only does the end user like this, but the people at the building department, the folks that are doing the structural drawings and other engineering, and they're taking all your information. So you're able to, it sounds like, all collectively be able to look at what's going on, what you're trying to achieve, and there's very little, if any, confusion, it sounds like.
Having been in the business for many years, I can attest that a project can go south real quick without really solid communication on all parties. The ability to model a project in three dimensions and then actually to cut a section through it or see it in three-dimensional framing, you can catch some mistakes that might not otherwise be apparent in just two dimensions. Classic example would be stairwells. I can't tell you how many times in my career as a builder that we came up with situations where a stairwell and headroom just was not working on the plan. And that made a big impression on me at the time. Even 25 years ago, I was doing hand-drawn three-dimensional stuff on isometric paper just for my carpenters so we could kind of understand certain situations. And when this technology came available to me, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. It was something I'd always been doing, and it was available to me, and I've really taken advantage of it. The building department, you know, I'll have a detail that maybe it might not show. They might question it in two dimensions, but it's very easy for me to put a little three-dimensional render together of a framing section of a framing detail, and it greases the skids, quite frankly. It's a wonderful situation.
And then talk a little bit about what it does for the end user, the ultimate homeowner, with their ability to see what you're collectively talking about between you and all the other trades.
I'm going to use remodeling as an example. You know, remodeling, it's a battle. I mean, flat out, it's a battle. And there's a lot of effort and sweat and tears that go into a project that the homeowner is not necessarily aware of. You know, they've kind of gotten grown up on home TV or whatever it is where things just kind of appear. And I'm able to expose and highlight a lot of the problems that contractors have to address and overcome on the job, and maybe that I've already addressed on the plan. And for the owner to really have that perspective is very, very powerful, and it keeps it really, it's good for just general job morale on everybody's part when everybody really understands what's going on.
And what is that platform that you use?
The software that I use is it's called Chief Architect. I've been using it now for about 10 years. I did design build for 20 years, but now that I'm just doing design, I'm still using Chief Architect. I'm pretty proficient in it, and I actually help teach training classes on how to use it. So, and Chief Architect is a very, very powerful three-dimensional program. Works perfect for me.
You know, since you bring that up, well, I am curious about one thing, Peter, and that is when Devin and I both went to the National AA show in Philadelphia this year, and we're just amazed at how many different software platforms there are out there, three-dimensional, two-dimensional, all kinds of things. And just curious, since you've worked with this particular platform all these years, talk a little bit about why you've stayed with them and kind of how they've evolved compared to everything else that's out there on the marketplace.
Well, I've been using it for 10 years. I have a very strong user group. I spend a lot of time at yearly user group meetings, typically go to a training at least once a year. I've got a large group of compadres that we all use the software, whether they're builders or architects or both. So we're able to compare notes. Actually, let me say this, the software is actually fairly... The learning curve is not too bad. The sky's the limit in terms of the way you can model things with that particular software.
No, it sounds great that it's a combination of all the good stuff there, it sounds like. So. Mm-hmm.
So let's keep going down our methods of operation. So the first one is communication, which we couldn't agree more. And the next one is strong organizational skills. Tell us about what sets you apart on that bullet point.
Well, as a builder, I was always, my number one thing was a clean job site, well-organized job site. Employees with integrity. We always kept a blackboard on the job, and everybody was encouraged to, when they realized that something needed to get done, they'd go ahead and use that blackboard and write it down. And that blackboard was our communication on the job revolved around that. So that was a big part of my program. And that has carried over in terms of the way I design and take a lot of notes. Take a lot of pictures. I check in on the job sites throughout. Once a set of plans is done and it's actually being executed, I'm still on the project, paying attention, following up, and not even necessarily getting paid for it. I just want to make darn sure that my projects are being executed properly and build a strong relationship with my builders and, of course, with my clients as well. But that's a trickle-down effect from back when I was a builder, let's put it that way.
Yeah, and it's important that you bring that up. I love the when you say the blackboard on the job site, and I'm sure millennials listening to that, like, really? He had a blackboard and a piece of chalk on his job site, but you don't lose touch of the blackboard. How do you translate that blackboard, which was a key to Sex's building, into what technology? If you go back to show 51, we had Yves Frenault, who was the CEO of FieldWire, and he has an app that basically it's like a tool that the people on the job site, it's like a blackboard on steroids that your smartphone is telling you all that stuff. But the beauty of that, the blackboard, you erase that every day and start over, and that information is gone. In today's world, if you can find a way to use whatever technology platform to gather that data, and then you can use that to build the next project, that's really powerful to say what is being put on that blackboard. Because if it's being put on there, it's something that has to be brought to the attention to talk about. So things that are brought to the attention on a regular basis, that's what we like to talk about here on The Art of Construction, to where, you know, the old verbiage of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger and learn from every project. That's what I think is really important. So tell us your years of experience. What are things that you see that constantly came up on your blackboard?
A lot of the architects and builders that I am friends with through my software, they're using things like products like Builder Trend and a lot of these job tracking software with great success. And I think back how something like that would have been a real powerful tool for me back in the day. Not in the business anymore, so it doesn't really matter. But I really admire people that are actually taking advantage of those types of technologies to keep their jobs running smooth. And I think we've all seen projects that could use that kind of organization. And I think that goes to the root of any good project.
You definitely did. And so the next thing is to tie into your next bullet point, which I think pulls all the things we just talked about, is careful monitoring and direct supervision of the day-to-day interactions of carpenters, laborers, and all subcontractors. I stress the importance of seeking out and cultivating strong relationships with the very best subcontractors available. About basically having the best team, making sure that best team is on the bus, but don't expect what you don't inspect, correct?
I'm a big believer in positive reinforcement. I'm not going to expect something from somebody unless I've been able to do it myself. And so that's why I do have a lot of confidence when I go on a project. I've been there, I've done that. I don't have all the answers, but I certainly know how to ask the proper questions. When I go on a project, I'm not going to show up and start dictating. That's not my role. But I do have good relationships with my contractors. When I was a builder, having a good relationship, having solid subcontractors, you know, as busy as our industry is right now, and especially in Bozeman, getting good, committed subcontractors is a big deal. And cultivating those relationships is a huge part of any contractor's success. I'm fortunate that the guys that have been doing my projects have good teams, and it shows in the final results.
Here in Denver, we have a business coach at Mountain View Window and Door. His name is Greg Hernandez, that came in. And one thing that really hit home for me is he said, in today's world, my daughter could go on the internet and learn just as much about windows, that specific thing, from the internet. Now, it may be correct or it may be false, because you can put anything on the internet. But today in the information world, you can't fake it till you make it. So you really have to have that knowledge. Talk about your experience. Knowledge is power. And I think that's kind of the platform. But what would you tell somebody that was starting from scratch in what you're doing, that you've been doing this for 30 years?
On-the-job experience is critical. There are so many things that can go right, so many things that can go wrong. And the ability to recognize that early, to be able to see a problem before it happens is a big deal, and to be able to communicate with a subcontractor or a contractor about issues that maybe you see coming up, that kind of knowledge and those kind of skills carries a lot of weight on a job site. So I do believe that a strong background in the construction trades, and I mean everything from framing to electrical, plumbing, just having been in the trenches with guys and know what's going on and know the problems and the challenges that they have to face, so you're not making unreasonable requests. I think that's all part of keeping a project running smoothly. And again, that's a communication issue.
No, that's great. Peter, what would be the most unique construction project you've done, say, the last 12 months or so?
You know, we just put a second story deck through a roof on a project here in town that came out really, really well. It wasn't really a challenge. It took some creative thinking to make it happen. I mean, structurally, not a big deal to put it together, but to be able to have the experience, having built in the past, to be able to go ahead and develop a framing and a strategy for the structure and a set of plans that then I could take to the engineers, and it made it very, very clear. All they really have to do is just give me red lines. They don't have to do any drawing. They don't have to do any. All they need to do is just size my components, and it actually saves the customer a lot of money. It's something that I like doing. I'm good at, and so that was a good project. To make that work was very satisfying.
That's awesome. On the flip side, what would you say was the most challenging project you've done in the last 12 months or so?
We've got a remodel going on right now where we're putting a second story on I think this house is probably 100 years old. And here in Bozeman, we have a lot of old-time rubble foundations. You'd be shocked if you were to actually see one. And so we had to work in a really, really old, worn-out building, and took a lot of very creative framing, took some very careful structural placement. And it's taken a really good contractor to execute the project. We've turned chicken shit into chicken soup, so to speak. It's
a good, I like that.
It's a great project.
I love that.
You mentioned a great builder. Tell us some names of those great builders you're working with.
Well, I'm working with a guy by the name of Luke Stahlberg right now. He's a young guy from Kalispell that just moved to Bozeman about, I think he came a year ago. You know, when I first interviewed him for this particular project, I could tell immediately he answered the questions properly. It was very apparent that he knew the business. And so when he actually started the project, within a couple of weeks, I came on the project and I could see that we'd made the right decision. This guy is very on his game. I'm very pleased. Another guy is Jason Smith of Oz Construction. I've done a lot of work with Jason, and he's a real on the ball guy. Those are a couple of contractors right off the bat that I've been very pleased with, and I've got a couple of other guys that hopefully I'm going to be able to use, and I'm looking forward to it.
Shout out to Luke Stahlberg and Jason Smith, who has made an impression on really taking that design as we're really working with architects and contractors to grow their business. So does Luke Stahlberg have a company name?
Luke's company is Ibex Builders. He's got a nice little website that shows a lot of his capability. You know, a lot of times guys can put up pretty fancy pictures and it's not necessarily indicative of the work they do. But I'm here to tell you that this guy gets it done.
Excellent. Well, we'll make sure to reference them in the show notes. We're all in this together, and we love to use the word collaboration, as the art of construction is kind of a place to come through and peel back those layers. And all of us that really want to do it the right way, we have Ibex website up here as we're talking, and I'd love to have a house with that beautiful log home with that elk and all those
it's impressive.
Cool designs. Yeah.
One other thing I want to talk about, as long as collaboration, the whole reason that I'm even found out about you guys and listened to a few of your programs was because of Lindsay Shack. And Lindsay and I are actually collaborating on a project right now, and I'd kind of like to talk about that.
Let's do it. So tell us about the project to set the stage. When he's referencing Lindsay Shack, they are on show 53, and that's how we met. Lindsay Love and Lindsay Shack, we got to meet them at the National AIA Conference, where they were a finalist with Shret Venture Group, that I'm honored to announce that I personally, Devin Tilley, have actually invested into CVG. So if you want to learn more about that, we're happy to talk about it. Yeah, let's peel back the layers and tell us about the collaboration with you and Love Shack.
I've got a client right now that we're doing an accessory dwelling unit here. And the city of Bozeman is starting to promote infill. And as a result of that, we have a two-car garage that we're putting in a nice apartment above. My client brought me in and we started the drawings and came up with numerous concepts. And she was liking everything that I had going on so far, but she felt she needed a female perspective. So she brought in Lindsay Shack to kind of help with some of the floor plan and the layout. I've been pretty much taking care of most of the structural. And then Lindsay came in and kind of helped out with wall layout and pretty stylish details. And so it's been really nice to work with an actual architect. She brings a really nice perspective to a project. She's got that kind of out of the box thinking that it was nice for me to be exposed to. And we've got a number of details in this project that Lindsay is directly responsible for. I'm really pleased about it.
Peel back the layers on the first detail that comes to mind that someone could take to the bank that you guys are working on.
One of the real standout visual aspects of this project is it's got a second story deck that comes out off of the apartment. And I had originally designed it as pretty much your standard wood deck. Lindsay came up with the idea of doing it out of steel with a grating surface similar to what we use it up here at Bridger Bowl Ski Area at the ski lodge. And so it's a really unusual deck construction method. It's very striking. Again, we were able to model it in three dimensions, and it's really, really quite a project. We're actually going to be, I'll be putting that up on my website here pretty soon. But so that's a great example. I wouldn't have thought to do it in steel. I'm more of a nuts and bolts kind of guy. And that was like, wow, what a great idea. And I'm not going to say it's going to be cheap to build, but it is going to be good looking. And I give Lindsay full credit for that.
That really makes me proud. And I can tell the kind of person you are when you say collaboration and you're bringing in different perspectives and thoughts. There's a lot of people in the it really struck me when you said your client wanted to get a female perspective. And back to Greg Hernandez, who is doing sales training for my team, it's kind of the old of the buff, tough, take it my way or the highway. This is going to sound bad, but the men's mentality, where now it's kind of blending that to where in the past it was kind of that female perspective was kind of the caring, listening, sweet type of, but that's how you got to blend that stuff together. And I commend you for saying, well, let's bring in someone to get another perspective and having the open mind to say, this is how I've always done my decks, but now we're going to do this different way, and all collaborating and working together. together and not letting walls build up. That tends to happen in our industry. And that's what's so fun for me, to turn on the microphone and really get to have these fireside chats and get to know people. And correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like you and Lindsay Shack, maybe out in the field, have maybe brought up the art of construction in your conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I listened to, you know, I listened to your interview with Lindsay. And as you know, she is really, I have a real appreciation for good communicators, and she's top notch in that area. It's a pleasure to sit in a client meeting with her and watch her do her thing. I can learn a lot from that woman, both from a design perspective and a communication perspective. And I'm a pretty good communicator myself. But so it's been a lot of fun with Lindsay. I hope that we're going to be doing some things in the, you know, in the future. And I know that our client is very pleased with the combination.
If there's one thing you want contractors and architects to hear, and we really thank you for taking the time and coming and telling us your story, what's the one leave behind you would really want them to hear from you, of a learning lesson, book, quote, this or that? Let's hear it.
I'm doing business as a contractor that is now doing design, even though I've been doing it for 20 years. Basically, I've been a contractor. So a year and a half, having put my shingle out as now a designer in a town full of architectural graduates, Montana State has an architecture school here, that was intimidating to say the least. But I believe in myself. I do the very, very best I can. I've had a lot of clients that are very happy with the work that I do. And my advice is live your dream. Go for it.
That's great.
Love it. Well, thanks for coming into Studio MVWD, and we've really got to know some great people in the Montana area, and they're lucky to have you, and thanks for telling us your story.
Thanks for having me.
Learn by doing, huh?
Absolutely. It's always interesting that some of the major common threads are communication, common sense, and just practical, hands-on experience.
I feel like a lot of the time when we go to someone's bullet points or talk about what the most important to them, a lot of time it's like we're restating, quote unquote, the obvious, but it isn't so obvious when you start peeling back those layers to say, how do you take that chalkboard he used 20 years ago and properly use that with builder trend and everybody communicating and making that effective and efficient, right?
No, absolutely. And you think of things like FieldWire that we had on the show earlier, where they've got an application for improving communication amongst project managers and builders and that kind of thing. So it really, there's a lot of common threads there.
And I think one of the big takeaways is to say he cut his teeth, and as they say over in Australia, he was a tradie, and he yeah. worked his way up the ranks of being a builder, but now he's wearing a different hat, but he's taking everything he learned, and sounds like he's having a lot of fun with it, and I commend him for chasing his dream and going for it, as he said, his message he'd want everyone to hear.
Well, yeah, that plus the fact that he's doing the design at the highest level with all the most current and powerful technology out there with 3D modeling and that kind of thing, to allow people to be able to see firsthand exactly what they're trying to do, and to save time, save money, and make it a better experience all the way around for everybody involved. So pretty cool.
Well, another great show helping you contractors and architects grow your business. So thanks for listening, and hopefully you get a lot out of this show. And if you're interested in being in the art of construction like Peter was, give us a shout, and we'll have a conversation and see if you're the right fit.
You have been listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. To listen to more, please go to www.mtnview.us and click on the podcast tab. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.